From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Claremont officials are discussing a draft comprehensive plan focusing on agriculture, growth and development, recreation, and economic development. Mary T. Howard, vice chair of the Town of Claremont Planning Board, said, and I quote, "We want the comprehensive plan to address the community's long-range vision for the town's growth and development. The main thing to remember is that the comprehensive plan takes the citizens' goals for the town and what they envision the town to be in 15 to 20 or even 50 years. It's designed to shape the local ordinances to help us meet that vision," end quote. Agriculture takes center stage in Claremont's plan. Local citizens can speak with committee members about the proposed comprehensive plan from noon to 5 p.m. on August 19th at Claremont Firehouse No. 2 on Firehouse Road. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Lana Bellamy reports in the Times Union that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation says a Wappinger Falls park can reopen after it was temporarily closed amid reports an environmental test for lead in nearby telecommunications cables could pose public health risks. Governor Kathy Hochul's office said tests showed, and I quote, "no evidence of elevated or widespread lead contamination in the area sampled," end quote, and that lead levels in the Dutchess County Park met state and federal safety standards for children's play areas. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "DEC continues to work closely with the Departments of Health and Public Service and local partners to fully assess potential risks from lead cables and take necessary actions to protect communities and the environment," end quote. Representative Pat Ryan has been demanding congressional hearings and saying the telecommunications companies should be removing wires with lead after the initial Wall Street Journal report. But tests showed none of the areas, and I quote, "potentially influenced by lead in the telecommunications cables," end quote, showed results that differed markedly from background area readings. Temple Park was temporarily closed out of, and I quote, "an abundance of cautions," end quote, after the initial report, but is now reopened. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that for weeks, Governor Kathy Hochul has been asking for one thing from federal officials about the influx of migrants in New York. Hochul wants the federal government to change or waive rules that don't let the migrants work right away when they enter the United States. At Albany's airport on August 10th, Hochul said, and I quote, "I cannot tell you how many times I've requested that we get a change in work authorization, more parolees or temporary protective status," end quote. Officials say more migrants are expected in New York, although how many is unknown or when. Hochul wants additional shelters and those expected work permits to reduce the cost of housing those newcomers. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.